The Great Sending, Season 4, God's Heart for the World Beating Through You, a series of devotions edited by Will Soans, published by 10th Power Publishing of Elgin, Illinois. This is the fourth episode of season number 4, which focuses upon the Great Sending Essentials. This message is The Gospel Power, which is written by Reverend Dr. Russell Sommerfeld. Romans 1:16 might be familiar to you. I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith is proclaimed in all the world. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I mention you always in my prayers, asking that somehow by God's will I may now at last succeed in coming to you. For I long to see you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to strengthen you, that is, that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, both yours and mine. I do not want you to be unaware, brothers, that I have often intended to come to you, but thus far have been prevented, in order that I may reap some harvest among you, as well as among the rest of the Gentiles. I am under obligation, both to Greeks and to barbarians, both to the wise and to the foolish. So I am eager to preach the gospel to you also who are in Rome. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for the salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. This passage, Romans chapter 1, verses 8 through 16, demonstrates that being in debt and under obligation are familiar experiences. Paul, personally called by Jesus to serve as an apostle, described himself as a debtor. Yes, under obligation. His debt was not financial, and his creditor was not the holder of a loan. Paul, a Jew became Christian, declared his debt, yes, his obligation, to Greeks, barbarians, the wise, and the foolish. He was committed to paying his debt by preaching the good news of salvation through Jesus Christ alone. Now, we dare not forget to whom Paul was writing. God the Holy Spirit inspired him to pen a letter to a congregation of Christians whom he had not met. Ah, he had friends from the congregation in the ancient city of Rome, his good friends and fellow tent makers, as well as missionaries Aquila and Priscilla, originated from the Roman church. Paul had a deep fraternal affection for them. Paul also had a burning desire to visit the Roman congregation. He was fully aware of the faith in Christ the Spirit had worked among those Christians of Rome. He wanted to encourage their faith in Christ and be encouraged by their faith in Christ. But mutual encouragement was not his sole motivation for visiting these fellow Christians. Paul had harvest on his mind. The harvest he anticipated would be among people to whom God had indebted him. Paul, a self-proclaimed Hebrew of Hebrews from the honored tribe of Benjamin, Philippians 3, Paul was obligated to those who were not Hebrews. Like today, people back then created categories artificially separating people from one another. Such categories resulted in discrimination and ridicule. To Paul, This meant he was indebted to them with what God had given him, namely the good news of Jesus, the Savior of all humanity. Preaching such good news might seem foolish to these varying classes of citizens, non-citizens, educated, uneducated, wise, and foolish. But proclaiming the best news there is for humanity was exactly what Paul must do. It was his obligation as a Christian and as one called to apostolic ministry by Jesus. Therefore, Paul, with fearless courage, announced what has come to be known as the heart of his letter to the Christians in Rome. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Paul knew the source of the power to move every kind of person to reliance upon Christ for forgiveness, salvation, and eternal life. The power did not come through him, but through the good news of Christ. Paul knew he was obligated to unashamedly proclaim this news for humanity. In 1882, pastor, theologian, and seminary and church body president C.F.W. Walther preached a sermon entitled "The Holy Desire and Duty of All Christians to Lead Souls to Christ." In this sermon, he reminded his listeners, "Yet, my beloved, a Christian through faith receives not only such a desire to lead souls to Christ, he also has a sacred duty. Through holy baptism, a Christian has received not only power and authority and the right, but also the high and holy obligation to guard and to sustain against the loss of divine grace and to assist to the end that others are enlightened and brought to Christ, the bishop of their souls." Now, to be sure, Paul was called directly by Christ to serve as an apostolic ministry. As Walther proclaimed so long ago, so it is today. Indeed, it is true. Not everyone is a minister or bishop in the Christian congregation. God is a God of order. For the sake of order, it is always required that only one or a few be chosen from the congregation, and they, in the name instead of all, administer the rites of the spiritual priesthood publicly. However, just as in the construction of a visible church building, the building supervisors are not the only workers who organize and lead. They necessarily have many helpers. Like Paul, we baptized Christians are given the desire and the dutiful joy of being helpers to share the hope in Christ dwelling within us. So please ask yourself, why are you motivated to bring the good news of Jesus to people of every category humans have created? Are you trying to fulfill a command? Or are you living out your identity in Christ? This leads me to another question. When do you find yourself ashamed of the gospel? Why? What do you need when such shame occurs? Perhaps Jesus saying, "Feed my sheep, tend my lambs, feed my lambs." And then, how do you continue with confidence in the power of the gospel when you don't see immediate results from sharing it? What do you need at such times? Well, I think we all need prayers, so let's pray together. O God, the Holy Spirit, work in us by the power of your word, the holy desire to be indebted to those who do not yet know Christ as their Savior for this life and eternity. Grant us the opportunities and the words we need when speaking the name and works of Christ into the lives of people. Enable us never to be ashamed of the good news of salvation in Christ. Instill in us confidence in the power of the good news that you use to bring people into living faith in Christ Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen.